Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in going on mid-March now, and it's Tuesday, I believe, the 12th. This will be airing.
Good morning.
March goes on, and interesting, in Colorado is a big transition month. But we have, interesting enough, and this is a strange thing about Colorado, we have more Sundays than California.
I remember you saying that. It's like over 300 and something days a year that are sunshine, right?
That are sunshine. And our typically, we don't have multiple days of gray. We'll have a storm come in with clouds, and it can be snowy and gray. But either during that same day or the next day, we'll have sun.
Right. I remember that living out there, and it was nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. And March for us is a, and we'll have days of cold, and our temperature in, in February will be, it'll be 50s, 60s during the day, mm-hmm. and, cold 30s, and we get a snowstorm and get cold. But in March, it starts to get warmer, but we get more storms.
Right.
So actually, the biggest snow months is March and April.
I remember my favorite skiing was always in March because it was not uncommon to be able to go to the slopes and literally take off your jacket, be in a short sleeve shirt and your ski pants, and enjoy being out on the mountain, you know?
Yeah, because even though it might be 40 degrees on the mountain, because it's sunny and not windy.
Yeah,
it feels like you're in the 60s and 70s, and then we have some of our biggest snow days and storms, and we'll get typically we'll get down in Denver, we'll get a foot, even as much as 2 feet of snow.
Yeah,
which is interesting, and it's kind of pretty. But and the neat thing is, within a day or two, it's gone. And of course, they plow the roads really well. And,
I need to come back out for Colorado skiing sometime.
Yes.
I have not skied in Colorado in many years.
it's one of the more special places to ski, and it's a beautiful ski. And we had one time, this was back in the early, 2003 or 4 or 5. this is in Denver, and we had 78 inches of snow in 24 hours.
Wow.
So if you can imagine opening the door and the snow is above the door.
Right.
And you can't go anywhere, you're going to wait until the plows come, and then of course it melts, pretty quick. But it's once in a while we can get those gigantic, 3, 4, or 5 foot snowstorms. It doesn't happen all the time, but we'll have it in the mountains. That can be normal. They can get two, 3 feet. They have already have this year. They've had 2 or 3 feet of snow at a time. Mm. So it's always interesting in Colorado. But it gets nicer in terms of the temperature.
Right.
And so it's kind of an interesting, always a cool time. And for us to enjoy, the weather. And, of course, you guys, you start coming out of the really cold time and start having a little bit warmer process,
It's a weird mix here. You can't predict it. You really can't predict it. But there have been times where we have literally had Easter egg hunts in the snow, and then other times when the spring is actually beautiful. So you really just don't know. February, I would call a non-event this year for us in New Hampshire in terms of snow. They promised some big storms that did not deliver, and I was ready for the big storms. but so far, they have not delivered. But sometimes, just as soon as I say that, and then I'm like, okay, bring on spring, then March dumps, and you just never know what you're going to get. So it's a wild card here. I don't feel like we get a real spring typically in New Hampshire. A lot of times we go from winter to summer, you know.
Our biggest
the world is doing different things now, though. So
it really is.
You know, there's no rhyme or reason. I can't predict it.
No. And our biggest issue, which always is in the spring, is that because of the sun, the trees bud.
Mm-hmm.
And if they bloom, which they typically do in May,
mm-hmm.
The only danger is that because they now are leafed out, if there's a heavy wet snow that comes, and when we're talking, you know, 6 to 12 inches, mm-hmm. It'll actually wind up breaking the branches of the trees, and those are the moments where you lose some trees or you lose the beauty of it because
right.
a snowstorm came, and they literally will. If we see it happen, we go out and we try to brush all the snow off,
right.
So that it doesn't break. So it's always an interesting thing. So anyway, we're talking about hearing God's voice, and we're in this little mini sessions about what prevents it. We talked about turning away, that we try to operate in the self, not in following Him. We talked about the fact that he says, when you ask me for wisdom, you got to expect that I'll actually give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get that settled. We tell people, you know, if you struggle with that, let's help you get that settled right away.
Right.
Because he said that's a condition to be able, because if you have doubt that I'm going to tell you, I'm not bothering telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of get that settled. And all I say is, if I was you, and I can tell you that's what happened to me, I just decided, you know what? I'm going to expect you to answer.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what I couldn't do, he said, now don't try to box me in.
Right.
And don't tell me, you know, how I'm going to do it. Just, I'll do it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be interesting. I wonder how he's going to do that.
right.
And then you're
open to all the different ways he speaks,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because you're not putting in a box. I'm only going to hear from him when I sit down with my pen and journal. I ask the question, he's going to immediately write, you know, tell me to write the exact answer.
Yeah.
You are open to all day long, abiding as 24/7, to his communication with you through other people, through circumstances like we've talked about. Through spending time in his word, through prayer, through so many different avenues of how he will get his word to you and speak, right?
Yeah.
So you can't put him in a box.
Yeah, and the part of that process, by the way, is to allow others around you, as you're dialoguing even about that, they can see something that maybe you can't, and say, well, mm-hmm. you know, do you understand this? You know, it's like I
right.
had a couple that was, they had this strange legal issue that came up that was just a local government doing something stupid, you know, to, mm-hmm. to do it. And they, because it was literally, they had to go to court about it, they had to find an attorney
mm-hmm.
To go to court. And they weren't, it was happened while they were on vacation. So
right.
they had to get somebody from that spot, you know. And so I said, well, I know I work with ADF. Let me talk to them, and they'll give us some recommendations. So mm-hmm. I contacted ADF, Alliance for Defending Freedom. Yeah, sure, we got attorneys here. So they send us three attorneys. So mm-hmm. I said, here's three attorneys. Call them up. So they do. The first one doesn't even call them back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two... yep, I can know about this. I don't have a lot of history with it, but I know the system. I can do this for you.
Right.
The third one, oh, yeah, we do this all the time. You know, so on the surface, it would be the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, let's try the third one. And remember, you're asking God which of these is going to benefit us.
Right.
So... it looks like the third one. So they start to try to communicate to the third one. The third one doesn't call them back, and they finally do and just say, we're so busy, we can do it, but it'll be about 3 or 4 weeks before we can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second one, who said, I don't have a lot of experience in it, but I know the system and I can do it for you, and trust me, I'm with you and we'll pray this through and God will resolve it. And they, I don't know, you know, and, you know, the third one is better, and I don't know. And so I just said, well, you know, call him back and tell me what happens. So he called number two back. They had a conversation. And I said, okay, what? How did it go? Well, it was pretty good. They're really confident. I said, did anything else happen? And he said, well, yes. While we were talking to that guy, it was a cloudy day. And while we're talking to that guy, the sun breaks through the clouds and shines onto the phone. I said, do you understand that's God telling you that's the guy? Really? Yeah. I said, that's supernatural. That's how God's telling you. Remember a million different ways. It's that guy.
Right.
He showed you it's that guy. I did something to verify it's that guy. Trust me, it's that guy. I said, I'm telling you, you just heard God. You just saw God at work. That's the guy. Yep. Confirm it. I said, now before you confirm it, you go pray and confirm. I'm believing it is, but it's got to be yours. You do it. And so you go and pray. You two to go and pray and see what God says. And they do and get praying. God says, that's the guy. And they hear it and said, yeah, that was me breaking through that sun to tell you that's the guy. Yes.
That's so fun.
Okay. So they get the guy. And he's got to do these things, and he goes before the judge and, you know, explains it all. And, hey, judge, you know, it was inadvertent, and you know, I know you had this little rule. It's about COVID stuff, and they didn't know about it. And, you know, and they were expecting to settle a fine. And to settle the idea. Because, by the way, the penalty, guess what? 5 years in jail.
Oh, wow.
That's the penalty if they push it all the way, you know. And so the judge says, okay, what I want to do, I'd like you to do, is have them in their own writing explain what happened.
Right.
And then give that to me. So they do. They explained it. And then the judge has to go back for the penalty. And so they go back, and he gets the penalty, and he calls them up. He says, well, guess what? What? The judge said, this is crazy. Just forget it. We're going to just end the case. You don't have to pay a penny. Just forget the whole thing. And they got out of it completely.
That's amazing.
And it was through this guy who knew, he says, I know how to get to the right system, and I could appeal to this judge. And God said, you know, that's the guy.
This is the guy, yeah.
He says, I can deliver to you. If you have a listen and a desire to hear, I'll get you the answer. And they did believe they will get an answer. They were fuzzy on the answer, but God said, here, I'm gonna demonstrate it, you know. And that's how cool it is. It just is, you know. And trust, I'll get the answer. And if you need help around you, you know, get help. Okay, there's other things that get in the way. So let's look at Mark 11, 25 to 26.
Sure.
Mark 11 is the story where Jesus had withered the fig tree, and he said, have the faith of God, and I do it by I speak like I did to the fig tree, speak to the problem. If you believe that what I said is going to happen, it'll happen, and you'll have this great, amazing, powerful prayer life. Not out of you saying, I want, but rather, what do you have to say? Hearing what I have to say, declaring what I have to say, and you'll see it happen. Okay, then he says, by the way, let me tell you one other point, verses 25 and 26.
Sure. It says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Yeah. So he's saying that, hey, you're learning about prayer, and I remind you that you have unforgiveness in your heart.
Right.
He's not saying go reconcile, because he said that's a whole different process. And by the way, that takes two parties. This is because of your heart. you have unforgiveness in your heart, mm-hmm. before you go any further and hearing my voice and responding to your prayer life, which is seeking my will, you got to get your heart right with me. Mm-hmm. And he says, if you don't forgive, you're not going to experience my forgiveness and the freedom of that forgiveness. It doesn't mean I haven't already forgiven you. It's just you're not experiencing it. Mm. So let's get this settled. And he said, now here's why. It's an indicator mm-hmm. that you aren't living with my nature operating in you. You're outside the kingdom.
Right.
Because my nature is forgiveness, which means we have the freedom to go pursue truth, and you don't have to be burdened by this anymore.
Right.
And it's an indicator of it. And by the way, you won't be able to hear my voice anymore mm-hmm. because you've stuck in unforgiveness. He said, which is fine. But when I tell you, let's go get it resolved.
Right.
So don't let unforgiveness, and a lot of people aren't going to hear God's voice because they're stuck in this unforgiveness. I don't want to forgive mm-hmm. them. I'm not going to forgive them. God says, not about reconciliation. It's about heart. Mm-hmm. And unforgiveness is an indicator you don't have the right heart. Let's go get that resolved.
Yeah.
And all it is, just stay with me. Okay.
And it is a process, and he will walk you through that, right?
100%. Yeah. Okay, the next one is Hebrews 3:15-19. He tells us another interesting thing.
Hebrews 3:15-19 says, while it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of their unbelief.
Yeah. So he's saying that you have heard a promise, mm-hmm. But you've decided that you're not going to pursue it further because there's circumstances that you're afraid of, and you're focusing more on the circumstances than mm-hmm. on what I said. So that, you know, when he went, and the 10, you know, they had 12 spies go in, 10 of them came back and said, these guys are giants. They've never been defeated. We're never going to make it. We're not going.
Right.
It's too fearful. We're not going to go. Joshua and Caleb said, yep, everything they just said is correct. Mm-hmm. However, God said.
Right.
And because
God said,
we're
going to stand on what he said and believe it.
Let's go. And what they were saying is, it's okay that you're afraid, mm-hmm. but don't stop.
Right.
Let's keep going to God and letting him persuade us and help us understand it, that here's why it's going to happen. By the way, he already did the Red Sea mm-hmm. and the miraculous thing of that. He said, you think I can't do that again? You know, let me keep you. Let's stay with it. He said, and he said they could not enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Mm-hmm. The word there in the Greek is refusal to be persuaded to what God had mm-hmm. to say was true. It wasn't wow. that I struggle, help me. It's, nope, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not going. I know we're supposed to go, but we're not going. He said, at that point, your disobedience will stop you from hearing my voice and taking you any further. And by the way, he was angry at him for how many years?
40 years.
They wandered around, never more than 11 miles from the promised land, in an awful place, and they lived a life of misery, and they never again got another promise. Because God says, the promises are across the Jordan, and I'm telling you, come with me, but you said no, so you've stopped mm-hmm. the process.
Wow.
And he said, by the way, it's okay, and there's all these great examples in Scripture with people struggling mm-hmm. with believing. He said, that's okay. You know, like the father who said, I know, it's hard.
I believe, help my unbelief.
And he stayed with it. And so... Mm-hmm. The key is, don't get intransient, that it's mm-hmm. so overwhelming to me that I'm not willing to go any further, even when I'm hearing some things that just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
Right.
God said, that's okay. The only thing that will thwart it, and you won't hear me anymore, and you won't process anymore, is mm-hmm. that you decide not to.
Right.
And don't stay obeying. Even when you're struggling with obedience, stay with me. I'll give you the power to be obedient. Let me do it. Okay, and the last one here is 1 Peter 3, 7 to 12.
Sure. It says, 1 Peter 3, 7 to 12. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reveling for reveling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you're called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Yeah. By the way, this is Peter's taking this directly out of Psalm 34.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go read Psalm 34, verses 4 to 14. And it's he's just repeating the truth of it is don't get stuck. And the word evil there is accept the things that are frustrating, irritating, overwhelming, coming against you. Mm-hmm. He said, "Don't accept that.
Yeah,
keep going. I'll get the resolution. Pursue peace, shalom, and favor. Go after it, and don't accept it." And he said, "The key is that it's about unity." And if you and your spouse,
if you're single, you and your friend, you and your inner circle aren't going to unity and have a heart to go to unity. And the unity, by the way, isn't just you and I agree. It's that we agree with the Holy Spirit who's going to tell you.
Because we can agree on a lot of things just in our own, right?
It's that peace. It's that checking. You know, does the Spirit confirming it? Are you confirmed with the Spirit?
Unity is with the Spirit. But he says, I bring you people around you, particularly your spouse, to join you in that process. Do you both have a heart to do it? If you don't, you're not going to hear my voice because you, again, are stuck in the flesh without a heart to go to my will. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to bother, you know, telling you. And so one of the, as the indicators, as we put all this together, he said, if you just had a heart to do this with your spouse, to do this with your inner circle, and you allow them to process with you, you'll get there 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. You will hear my voice.
Right.
And it's such a beautiful thing. And then what happens is you start to recognize, that's what it looks like. Guess what? God's going to use you to teach somebody else. Because I now understand it. Hey, by the way, let me help you. I'll be your inner circle.
Right. So beautiful.
And let me help you with your spouse. And when you do, you're going to get there. And he uses this aspect of unity of such a powerful way to hear his voice. And he says, all you got to do is have a heart to do it and allow others to participate with you.
Right.
If you shut them off and say, I don't care, I'm going to do what I want, he says, well, then you're not going to hear my voice. And you're going to be not experiencing the, you know, the beautiful life of it. And you and I can verify that with you and Dan and Linda and I. It's a privilege, it's an honor, and it works. It's fantastic when Linda says, I don't confirm that. I don't confirm that, and I know, okay, you know
what? And you have learned to pay attention to that, right?
I've learned the hard way is when I ignore that, it doesn't work out, you know, and God says, you know, pay attention, and honor that. And it doesn't mean that she has the answer.
Right.
It's just maybe you both don't yet know the full answer yet. Just stay with me further, or I need to confirm something else. And what a privilege that is. And by the way, we have fun doing it. We have really fun doing it. It's like, I really need to know, are you confirmed or not? If you're not, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep going, you know. And so it's such a beautiful truth of if you don't have a heart to go to unity, he said, you're not going to be able to hear my voice. So, you know, we've said it's about your heart turns away. You know, you're operating the self. You don't believe I'm going to tell you. You have unforgiveness in my heart. You have heard me, but you're just not willing to go any further. or you're not willing to go to Unity, all these things can get in the way of breaking the signal.
Absolutely.
And so he just says, really, it's just, if you just stay with the heart of it and stay with me, you'll hear my voice, and it'll be joy, and nothing will get in the way. So that's what we want to encourage everybody with. So, Father, thank you for all these truths. We just pray that we'll receive it, live it out, and stay with it, and not let any of these things break the signal, so that we can enjoy the hearing and all the time the hearing. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. I love this series. I love just even the practical things that you're talking us through here, the things that do get in the way, that we allow to get in the way, right?
Right.
So thanks for joining us. If you have questions, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we would love to bring them, you know, talk about them on the air. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great day.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.